episode of the Backseat Bookworms podcast, featuring kids talking about books we've read. I'm Duddy, and I'm here with Miss Thieves and Max. And today we'll be talking about Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator by Roald Dahl. This book is a sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Most kids will know Charlie and Chocolate Factory because of the movie. In Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, Charlie gets lifted off into space with Mr. Willy Wonka and his small family. They travel from Earth to space and from space to the space hotel. They find lots of trouble getting back and convincing the people that didn't know that they were humans and that they weren't astronauts. The baddies are the funny shape things. They're baddies because they eat things and they eat anything, and they try to, Mr. Willy Wonka said to Charlie that if you see a shooting star, they're actually shooting things that try to get to Earth, but they always burn. My favorite character is Grandma Georgina because she always shouts at Mr. Willy Wonka first and is always strict like Mummy. I like this book because it has a big adventure and, well, it has time things in it, it has space things in it, and it has upside down things. I didn't like it when the president or the mayor, I can't remember, thought that they were astronauts and they were trying to put a bomb into their space hotel. And when the bad guys came in each lift, Mr. Willy Wonka shouted out that Charlie and his little family had to start running, and Mr. Willy Wonka was the fastest at running. I didn't like that part because it was confusing. I would recommend this book to readers under 10. Readers that are maybe over 10 find it easy to read, and it might not keep their interest. So, Maximus Thieves, let's talk about Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator. Was the baddies big or small?
Oh, they were big, yeah. Were they boys or girls?
Oh, they could be boys and they could be girls.
Did the book have pictures?
Some. It was half picture book, half non-picture book.
Were the pictures black and white or coloured?
They were black and white.
Who are the other characters?
Oh, there's Grandma Georgina, Grandma Josephine, Grandpa George, and Grandpa Joe. And this didn't mention his mother, and the movie didn't mention this, his father. They all travelled up.
In the movie, his father wasn't there in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, sometimes books have things that go on in the actual movie and sometimes they don't in the actual movie.
Why did they go in the science space hotel?
Science part of the space hotel?
Yeah. Did they go in the space hotel?
Yes.
What did it look like in there? Did you see a picture?
It had lots of lifts. And
how much lifts could you count?
About, say, 10, 11, I don't know. Okay.
Any other questions?
Is there a person in this book called Dotty?
There's a word, but not a person. That's who I was named after, yeah.
What's your favourite quote in the book?
What's a quote? It was from Dear Old Dotty Dumpling. Dear Old Dotty Dumpling. Yeah. And who said that? Mr. Willy Wonka to Grandma Josephine or Grandma Georgina. I can't remember. One of those grandmas.
How many stories tall was the building? Was the space hotel?
10 or 11 stories tall.
Did they see any space junk?
No, it looked brand new. Was there tables and they drank, or were the scientists fans? Did they make the mini guys?
No.
Were the scientists baddies?
There weren't any scientists.
And why did the mayor say they were trying to put a bomb in the space hotel?
Because they didn't know who they were and who they and where they came
did
from.
Did they see a closer look, or they just stood?
They just had an opinion.
Oh, did you see like a bubble or anything?
No.
That's all we have for this week. Thanks for listening to the Backseat Bookworms podcast. Next week we'll be talking about a new book.
Bye.